Good morning. I want to welcome you to the broadcast today, and I pray today that you'll stay tuned because I know God's Word has a great message for you. And if you need an uplifting and a renewing of your strength and your mind and your body, or just renewing of your life and your joy, stay tuned because I'm going to tell you through God's Word how you can have that. But first, I want to pray with you. Lord, I pray in the holy name of Jesus, the name that's above every name. I ask, God, that you reach down in the hearts of the listeners today and that you encourage them this day, oh God, I pray. I know there are many that are not born again, and help them to see that they must be born again. And the only way to salvation is through your Son, Jesus Christ. There's no other name given above heaven whereby we must be saved except through the name of Jesus. I pray for those who need a financial touch that you bless them. Those who are in the hospital sick, God, that you touch them. Those who are incarcerated, Lord, that you touch them and give them hope and help them, oh Lord, and keep them safe. I pray for those who have children and grandchildren who have run away and are on drugs and are in trouble. I pray you help them today, God. Help the mamas and daddies and help the grandparents. God, help them. Put angels about them and keep them safe and bring them home safe and sound. And I pray, God, for our country, our nation, our leaders, and ask, God, that you help America today. And I pray, keep us safe, Lord. God, we give you honor and we give you glory and we praise your precious name. And we call on you today and we ask, God, that you show us great and mighty things in your precious word. Give us revelation knowledge of your word and help us not just to hear your word, but help us to hear it with the intent to obey it. And we thank you for your grace and your mercy. And we thank you that you've heard and answered prayer in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Today I want to read out of the book of Isaiah chapter 40, and I want to start reading with verse 28. It says this, "Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard?" And you know, I want to stop right there before I read any more. America does not, they're losing their knowledge of God. Don't you know that the prophet is saying right here, don't you know, let me tell you something, don't you know, listen, don't you know this, he wanted to refresh their memory, and for those that didn't know, he wanted them to know, don't you know, and that's what I'm saying right now. Let's read that again. Don't you know, the prophet Isaiah is saying, don't you know, hast thou not heard? You know, and I want you to hear, that the everlasting God, our God is everlasting. There's no expiration date on our God. Hallelujah. The Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, God is everlasting, and he created the universe. He created you. He created me. He created this earth. He breathed life into our bodies. Don't you know? Haven't you heard? Don't you realize God is everlasting, and he is our creator? And then I love what the last part of this 28th verse says this, that he fainteth not, neither is he weary. There is no searching of his understanding. God is not about to faint. He is not getting tired. He is not getting weary. He is almighty. Oh, the prophet Isaiah said, don't you know he's our creator? Don't you know that he's everlasting? And don't you know he's not weary? And don't you know he is not faint? And don't you know there's no end to the knowledge of the love and the mercy of our God? Oh, isn't that good news today? I come to tell you, don't you know our God's everlasting? Don't you know he wants to renew your strength? Don't you know he's not faint? He's not weary. Don't you know? Don't you know? Don't you know? And then in the verse 29, it says this. It tells us what our God is in verse 28. He's everlasting. He's our creator. He has everything under control. He's not weary. He's not faint. And then in verse 29, it says what he is going to give us. He said, he giveth power to the faint. How many of you today feel like you just can't go on another step? How many of you today think you just can't go on another minute? But I come to tell you that God, who is everlasting, God, who is almighty, God, who is our creator, it says here that he giveth power to the faint. And to them who have no might, he increases strength. Sometimes you just don't feel like you got strength to go on. Sometimes you feel like you just don't have strength to face another day. But the Bible says that the God that we serve, who is almighty, who is our creator, who is not faint, and who is not weary, will give strength to those that seem like they can't go on. And it says in verse 30 that even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. He's telling you something here. The prophet is telling you that your strength is not in youth. It is not in muscles. It is not in the muscle-building people or vitamins. It's in our God, because youth, even the young people will get faint, and the young men will fall. But God is saying something. And then in verse 31, I want you to pay close attention. But they, oh, he was saying here, hey, young men's going to get weak, and some of them will go to, you can't depend on your man's strength. But it says this in verse 31 in Isaiah chapter 40, but they that wait upon the Lord. If you'll wait upon the Lord, and I want to stop right here and talk about waiting upon the Lord. In our country today, we've got it backwards. We're not wanting to wait upon the Lord, but we're wanting the Lord to wait upon us until we get time to talk to Him, until we get time to get around to hearing His Word. That's not what the Bible says, but they that wait upon the Lord. And I want to say something else. Waiting upon the Lord is solely looking toward Him, not sitting in your chair waiting on Him, or living your life waiting on Him while you texting or Facebooking, but give your whole attention to Him. They that wait upon the Lord. And something else I want to say, those that have learned to wait upon the Lord have learned that man can't help you all the time. Your strength is not in man. Your strength is not in finances. But you learn, when you've been through a whole lot, you got to learn that you got to wait on the Lord if you're going to get strength to go on and make another mile. I remember when the prophet Elijah lay down under the juniper tree when he was being chased by Jezebel, and he felt like he couldn't go on. He had a great revival, but the spirit, that old Jezebel spirit, got a hold of him and made him tired and faint and weary, and he fell down under a juniper tree, and he said, I just don't want to live. I don't want to go on. But the Bible says when he lay down that the angel came and baked him a cake and told him to get up and eat, and he did that again. And then the Bible says that Elijah drank and he got up and ate, and the Bible says he went on that strength of that cake that the Lord sent him for 40 days and nights. Let me tell you something, people. God can reach down under your juniper tree. God can reach down and give you something to eat, and that is His Word. And when you have no more strength to go on, I'm talking to some of you today, you feel like you just can't go on another day. But I'm telling you, God is sending you manna right now from above. It's the manna of His Word. He said that God would renew your strength, honey. You get up out from under that tree, and you take this Word that's going across the airways, and you grab a hold of it and know that your God is everlasting. He's not weary, and He's not tired, and He's not giving up on you. But the Bible says, they that wait upon Him, He shall renew their strength. I don't know about you, but there's many times in my life, many times a day, I have to let God renew my strength. I don't have the power and the strength to do things like I used to, but I'm still going on because it's God that renews my strength. It's not in the physical, it's not in the mental, it's in the spiritual. I have to wait upon my God. I have to look toward Him, the author and the finisher of my faith. And then the Bible says, that He shall mount them up as wings of eagles. I like that. Sometimes we just don't have the strength to go on our own. And I have to think of Elijah again when he was on the mountain and he saw the sign of an abundance of rain in the sky when there had been a drought in the land for all those many years. And the Bible says that he outran Ahab, King Ahab's chariot. God gave him strength to mount up as a wings of eagles. Sometimes we don't know how we're going to make it down off the mountain, or make it up the mountain, or make it through the valley, or even make it to the next room. But I'm here to tell you that God will renew your strength, and He'll mount you up on wings of eagles, and He will cause you to go above the cares and the troubles of this world, and He'll carry you through. It's not in our strength, but it's saying here, but they that wait upon the Lord. Can you take time to listen to God and listen to His Word. And then it says this, as they shall run, and they shall not be weary, and they shall walk, and they shall not faint. Let me tell you, there's sometimes you have to run. There's sometimes you got to, as the old saying, you got to pour the coal on. You got to get out there, and you got to run the race, and you got to finish it. The Bible talks about that when Paul said, I finished the course, I fought a good fight, I kept the faith. Sometimes you just got to run the race. But let me tell you, sometimes we let things, the Bible says in one part, you run well for a while, but who hindered you? Sometimes we let things, and we let circumstances, and we let people hinder our run and our race. But the Lord said, if you would wait upon Him, if you would hear Him, if you would acknowledge Him, you could run that race, and you wouldn't be weary. You could walk, and you wouldn't be faint. At this time that I'm making this broadcast, I'm making it with a cast on my left foot. I've had surgery on my foot, and I've had a little complications, and the devil's tried to fight me with it, but I'm claiming that scripture even now, that I shall be able to run. Oh, praise God, and I won't be weary, and I will be able to walk, and I won't faint, because my God who created me said, they that carry the gospel, their feet are beautiful. I told my doctor, I'm claiming that in the name of Jesus, and I'll be able to walk like I've always, and be able to run better than ever before, because God is healing me even now. And I ask that you join with me and pray for me as I pray for you. You know, let me tell you something. When you learn to wait upon God, you know that it is important that we pray one for another. God is so faithful, and God is so good to us. I have to think about in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 12, and that's one of my most favorite scriptures. I guess I quote that scripture many, many times a day. When King Jehoshaphat got word that all the armies were coming down upon him, and he had no might to fight against them. He had no way to conquer them. They were weak, and the nation wasn't able to fight. And Jehoshaphat said this, said, Lord, we have no might against this, to fight against these enemies. He said, we have no might. But Jehoshaphat said something that triggered in my heart and should trigger in your heart. But he said this in Chronicles, 2 Chronicles 20:12, we have no might against this power that's coming against us. But he said, our eyes are upon thee. In other words, I can't look at the army that's coming. I can't look at the doctor's report. I can't look at the trouble that this world is in. I got to get my eyes on the one that I'm waiting on. And let me tell you something, it goes beyond just getting through this day. It goes beyond just getting through the trial that you're in. It goes beyond the trouble and the heartache some of you are facing. I'm telling you, my eyes, I'll look and I'm waiting on the sound of the trumpet, because I know my Lord is coming back, and He's coming back for a church without spot, without wrinkle, without blemish. Those that have been washed in the blood of Jesus, they that wait upon the Lord, He said He would renew our strength. He said He would mount us up as on wings of eagles. We would run and not be weary. Oh, don't you hate to get weary? The Bible tells us not to get weary in well-doing. And sometimes when you get weary, you just don't feel like getting up and running. Sometimes you just don't feel like getting up and going. But God will help you if you'll just wait on Him. Let Him touch you, and He'll bring you the strength that you need. And then I have to go over to Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. And I love the scripture. The prophet Isaiah was saying this, fear thou not. God was speaking through Him, and God was saying, for I am with thee, I will strengthen thee, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. And there's somebody that's listening to me right now, and this is the word for you today, the word of God. God is speaking through this word right now, telling you, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Receive that today. Begin to shout right now and praise him, because I feel in my spirit that word went out and went into the heart of somebody that was discouraged. But God is telling you, don't be afraid. Let me tell you, when Joshua took over from Moses, and they were getting ready to go into the promised land, God told Joshua in Joshua chapter 3 verse 5, he said, sanctify yourself, for tomorrow God will do wonders among you. Sanctify means to be separated, to be cleansed. And God told him to clean yourself up. Sanctify yourself, and you are clean through the word which I have spoken to you. And that's how we are sanctified, through the word, and we're cleansed daily by the word of God. He said, sanctify yourself, because tomorrow God is going to show you wonders. And that God that I just read about in chapter 40, where it said that he's not weary and he's not faint, he told Joshua, he said, tomorrow you start marching, you're going across over into the promised land. Let me tell you something, the old generation that came up out of Egypt, they ate the manna in the wilderness. That God fed them for 40 years, but that old generation had to die out because they doubted God. But let me tell you, they tasted the manna of God, but they never tasted the victory of the promised land. Let me tell you something, God will get you through the day, but don't stop. Get on up out of the wilderness and taste the victory of the promised land. Don't quit. Don't give up. Don't be dismayed. Don't be discouraged, for God will strengthen you and he'll help you, and he will uphold you with the right hand of his righteousness. And the old ones in the wilderness when they came out of Egypt, I want you to pay attention to what I'm going to tell you. They came out with the riches of Egypt, but they died poor. You say, why did they die poor? Because they never got to go into the promised land. Let me tell you, child, money in your pocket is all right. We need a little change in our pocket. We need a little something in the bank. But I tell you, there are a lot of people that got the riches, but they're going to die poor because they never tasted the promised land. Their feet never walked in the promised land. They never ate the fruit of the promised land. Don't quit until your feet step over Jordan and you get into the promised land and you get to marching around the walls of Jericho and see God do great and mighty things. I see churches today who are rich. They got the money. They got the parking lot. They got the fancy building. They got the latte machines and all that's good, but they all dying poor. Now, all of them that deny the power of God are dying poor. I'm not saying you got to be a little church to be blessed. Big churches, some of them are blessed, but if you deny the power of God, the Bible says, turn away from those that deny the power. I don't want to stop before I reach the promised land. I want to go all the way through. I don't want to get in the middle and quit. I know that we're all going to face trials. I know there are days we get weary. I know there's days that Satan comes to try to hinder us. But I'm telling you, the same word that I read to you is still true. God is a mighty God. He's not weary. He's not tired. He's not faint. He will mount us up as eagles, and we can run and not be weary, and we can walk and not faint. I don't want to faint in the way. I don't want to get weary, because I know, as it says in verse 10 in chapter 41, that I don't need to be afraid, for God is with me. If you could just see in the spirit right now who is standing with you, you wouldn't be discouraged. If you could see there's more with us than with the enemy, you wouldn't be depressed today. Don't be depressed, child. You are blessed. Don't be dismayed. God is renewing your strength. Don't be weary. God is reaching down. It's no accident that you're hearing this word today. God is giving you manna to keep on keeping on. God, even Daniel down in the lion's den, it looked dismal and it looked bad. But when he got down in that lion's den, God had his hand. He had already sent the angel down there to shut the mouth. mouths of the lions, and he came out victorious. Don't let the den of the lions make you afraid. Don't let crossing Jordan make you afraid. Don't let the Jericho walls make you afraid. Don't let the Jezebels make you afraid. Don't let the naysayers come in and speak doubt and discouragement. Let me tell you something. Your friends might leave you. Your husband might leave you. Your wife might leave you. Your children might walk off. But God will never leave you. Jesus said, I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you. I'm a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. You can have a revival right there where you're at right now. You just be like Paul and Silas. Even though they were in prison and they've been laid with many stripes, the Bible says at the darkest hour, at the midnight hour, they begin to pray and sing praises unto God. And the Bible says that God sent an earthquake and shook that prison. I'm telling you, if you'll get up and praise your God, God can shake that prison you're in. It might be a prison of bars. It might be a prison of sickness. It might be a prison of depression. It makes no difference what it's called. God will shake that prison. And the Bible says that the doors flew open and the prisoners were set free. And God, God who does not get weary, God who does not get tired, God who created us, God who will be with us and told us not to be afraid, will come to you right now. And he'll bless you, and he'll lift you up, and he'll encourage you, and he'll cause you to be able to go on, and not only just go on. I don't want to just survive, I want to thrive. I just don't want to just make it today, but I want to go through the day blessed. I was blessed coming into this recording studio, and I'm going to be blessed going out. I was blessed when I came into this world, and I'm going to be blessed when I go out of this world. Because I'm waiting on my God. I know my God is faithful. Right now, I'm in my 40th year of trucking for Jesus. I've been with my husband 40 years. He went home to be with the Lord 4 years ago, but I'm still going on because I love my husband, and we were together all the time, but he has just moved on to heaven. But I got to carry on, and I can't quit, and I can't give up, because I know one day when I cross Jordan, and I won't have to cross it alone. Oh, hallelujah, I'll be made at home. And I'm trying to encourage you today, children. Don't give up and don't quit, because the Lord, he'll give power to the faint, and those who have no might, he'll increase your strength. We like to go to the gym. We like to work out. We like to take care of ourselves. But that's not talking in so much in the physical. If your spirit is weak, your physical is going to be weak. A strong body won't make it. We've got to wait upon the Lord and hear his word and let God bless us and let God encourage us. It's through his word. The Bible says, that he will not forsake us and he will be with us. And the Bible says in Psalms 37, verse 23 through 24, it says that the footsteps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. And when you let God order your footsteps, when you let the Lord tell you where to go, he's not going to lead you in a place where you'll get weak and weary. He'll keep you strong through his word. But when you let the world come in, and you don't wait on God, that's when your heart gets discouraged. But I come to tell you today, don't go back to the old ways. Repent of your sins and ask God to forgive you of your sins. Today, if you're not born again, if you're not a Christian, like my old friend, he used to say all the time, he would come in our mobile chapel and he would say, if you ain't got Jesus, you better get Jesus, because you're going to need Jesus. I'm telling you, one day you're going to stand before God and you're going to give an account of the life that you've lived, and what's going to send your soul to hell is if you rejected Jesus Christ, and that's your choice. That's not God's choice. God don't send you there. You send yourself by the choices you make, and I pray today that you'll make the right choice, because let me tell you something, Mama. Let me tell you something, Dad. The way you live in is the way your children are going to come up. You better watch what you're doing. You better watch what you live in. You better watch how you act. acting because there's somebody watching you. There's little eyes watching you, and there's feet following in your footsteps. Today, give your heart to Jesus. Ask Jesus to come into your heart and forgive you of all your sins. And when you do that and mean it in your heart and tell him that you want him to be your Savior, the Bible says he'll wash away your sins, never to be brought up against you ever again. Don't that make you feel good today? Just say, Jesus, I repent of my sins. Forgive me, O Lord. Come into my heart and be my Savior. I receive you as my Savior today. Write my name in glory and renew my strength. Help me to walk in your word. Help me to run in faith in Jesus' name. If you could pray a prayer like that, God will come in and he'll save your soul. And I tell you, it's going to be soon and very soon that Jesus is coming back. I pray that you're ready. I pray that you'll get yourself ready. I pray that you'll make your heart ready before God before it's too late. Today, I want to encourage you that if you have any prayer requests at all, you can write to me, and I promise you, I'll pray for you. And those that you have already written to me and asked for prayer, I have your letters in a special place, and I pray over them all the time. I'm praying for you, but I ask, too, that you pray for me, that I keep on with these broadcasts, and that God will, whatever he ordains, he will sustain. I know God will make a way. And I pray that you will be blessed today. And I want to thank you for listening in to the broadcast. And I invite you to visit my website, truckingforjesus.org. Some of my books are on there. And some of my TV programs are on there. And some of the broadcasts are on there. And I know that if you go there, God will touch your heart. And there will be a word of encouragement. Today, I want to encourage you. And I want to read this again. Where it says this in God's word. He said, fear thou not. For I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Notice this, that God said, I will do it. He's not going to entrust it to anybody else. God will do it. Trust in him today. Look toward him, because God is faithful. Thank you again for listening into the broadcast. I pray you have a wonderful day in Jesus, and I pray your whole week be blessed of the Lord, and that you'll keep your eyes upon him, that you'll learn to wait upon Jesus, and that you'll learn to pray and seek his face, because he wants to bless you. He wants to take care of you. He wants to protect you, and he wants to lead you in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. And I pray today that not only will you be blessed of the Lord, but you will determine in your heart that you will go out and encourage others and share the gospel with others. Don't be selfish with the gospel. Spread it, teach it, and make a way for others to go and preach the word. Thank you again for listening, and God bless you this day. God give you a beautiful day. May God keep and supply all your need, and may he watch over you as you travel for him. Thank you again, and God bless.